Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Archie and Kenneth Best. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 9/7/23, Mr. Best performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/23/23, there's been no significant change period to paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Bowling. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward on 9/7/23. Mr. Bowling performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility or improved effort period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/16/23, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodino, 9/7/23. Mrs. Carpenter performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/8/23, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. The current study shows some minimal improvement after bronchodilators period to paragraph compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant improvement or deterioration. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Bocoup on 9/7/23. Mr. Riley performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period after bronchodilators. There was minimal improvement period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/4/23, there's been no significant change period to paragraph compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Remsdale, R-E-M-S-D-A-L-E. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 9/7/23, Mrs. Remsdale performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, although airways obstruction normalized period. The paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Ellis. On 9/7/23, Mr. Smith performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired period. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. A paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity period. When compared to a prior study dated 2/15/23, there's been no significant change period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on a Ronald Harper. This goes to the VA. On 9/7/23, Mr. Harper performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/7/23, there's been minimal deterioration period. A paragraph impression, Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing slight progression period. Next, six-minute walk test on Cindy Wasileski, Waselski. And this goes to Dr. Amy Russell on 9/7/23. Mrs. Wasileski performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%. Period after walking 416 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%. Period and paragraph impression normal, exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Seglarski, Seglarski, on 9/7/23, Mr. Seglarski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 2/1/22. There's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change period. Thank you.